Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan said the H3N2 strain of influenza was never identified in St. Vincent and the Grenadines before last week, but there is currently no cause for alarm as health officials have already successfully treated the traveler who presented with this flu.
Now, of note, we want to point out and let the population know that last week we recorded one case of influenza A that is not of the usual strain. And what is one thing that I should point out also, that we're able to do type in locally. So there are different types of influenza A, and there are subtypes. And then last week we recorded H3N2 influenza. Why is this important? This is important because we've never had this recorded in St. Vincent and the Grenadines before, and this was discovered in a traveler who came to the country ill, was seen at one of our health facilities, tested, diagnosed, and treated.
Dr. Duncan said the H3N2 strain of influenza is more severe than the strains currently circulating in the country.
This H3N2 presents a little more severe disease compared with H1N1, which means that the risk of hospitalization is greater. Particularly, this is important in our younger and older population, people with underlying conditions. We speak about this all the time, people with diabetes, hypertension, people who are undergoing chemotherapy for different forms of cancers, people with kidney disease, our sicklers.
Dr. Duncan is appealing to the public to seek medical attention if they feel sick. He is also appealing to the public to request that their medical practitioners have them tested for a range of diseases when they feel sick to enhance the nation's surveillance systems.
So we really need to pay attention to this. And what we want to do really here are several things. One, we want to advise that if you're ill, seek medical care early. If you seek medical care early and your physician, if they don't order a test for your nasopharyngeal swab, that's a simple swab like we do for COVID up the nostril, you ask your physicians, why don't you offer me one of these? That would give us some better understanding of what viruses we have circulating within the population and within communities. So this makes us be able to detect things early. And it's because of the sensitivity of our surveillance system that we will be able to pick up this H3N2 quite quickly and quite early. We're happy to say that there's been very little exposure from this patient.
Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.